I got to tell you something's incredible. Something so amazing you never would have guessed it. Something you didn't think possible until you saw before your eyes. The last time they came to see me, it was like a freak show. You know, you tried with all your might to subdue me. And it took many of you men, all you men, you tried, but in the end, you ran away screaming. And I came shrieking after you. You see, I was that naked, screaming, scary, violent, totally demon-possessed man. I was living in the tombs. I didn't have a home. I'd been driven away. I would cut myself. I'd hurl insults and rocks at people. And I railed against God and against man. I was beyond all human hope. You know, I was that man, but something has changed. Amazingly so. That guy you were totally afraid of is now gone. In fact, that horrible, awful, demon-possessed, scary creature ain't no more. Instead, I am totally new. I'm changed. I'm a new man now, but it was nothing I did. And it wasn't your prayers. It wasn't your efforts. It wasn't all the things you tried. And no, there was only one who made it possible. Your chance did nothing. Your best efforts, they were totally impotent. No one could offer me hope except for the God-man Jesus. He came, he spoke, and he did a wonder in my life. And that's why I'm here telling my story. But you know, before I go any farther, I probably better back up. I don't know how it happened to me. I was an ordinary kid. Like I said, I grew up just over there, and I would do regular, ordinary stuff. Do what kids do, mostly obey my parents. I grew up as a young man, began to get a job. But then something came over me, and I began to change, and I had a hard time thinking straight. And things I wanted to do that were right, I couldn't seem to do anymore. And the things I didn't want to do, I was doing all the time. And it was like I went from being normal to just perverted and controlled and filthy, and nothing good came out of my mouth whatsoever. Everything became wretched when the demons came in and took over my mind. I was under their control, and nothing could free me whatsoever. My body, my mind, they all belonged to him. I had no will of my own. I wanted to, but no, then I'd be taken another direction. I only did the bidding of the demons, and I hated it. Well, first you townspeople tried to control me. Y'all came out and you tied me up, kept watch on me, and broke those like nothing. You tried to gag me. You put it in my mouth and I rail against God. I'd rail against you. You brought shackles out, said, oh, this will stop him. Put them together, but no, demons came over me and I ripped. I could feel the flesh versus the metal, but I broke those too. You didn't stick around for long either. You know, it wasn't me who was doing those things, though. It was a demonic power within. Nothing you physically tried worked. I remember the time you all tried to dogpile me. Bad idea. You were lucky to walk away from that one. The demons within me were so far beyond your power, you didn't know what hit you. I was a naked horror to behold. My body was a mess. I was driven from food. I hardly ever ate. I would take rocks and I would cut myself and dig in, and I would feel this perverse pleasure going through me as every nerve in my body would just react, and yet I couldn't stop it. I wanted to, and yet I couldn't. The demons would drive me on greater and greater, and there would be pus and oozing and blood. I was a sight to behold, and I smelled. Oh, I smelled. I never bathed. The demons wouldn't let me. I was a horror. And the sounds I would make, I would scream until blood would come up from the exertion. I didn't live at home. I was driven out into the desert. I lived among the tombs. I was the living dead among the truly dead. I had scars everywhere. You don't want to see. No one would dare come near me. Or if they did, a fist to the face drove them away and they didn't come back. You know, it was a little while ago, and it was a dark and stormy night. You remember. The wind and the waves were whipping like nobody's business. And my naked body, I could feel the salt spray. And it got in my wounds. And oh, you know how salt feels. And I don't know where it started. It was just like one moment still, and the next, it was violent. Actually, kind of like when the demons came within. Well, there was only one other guy with me, this other man that lives out in the tombs. And he too was filled with demons. And he and I would fight all the time. We hated each other. We'd call each other awful names. And it's on rocks, and he was the only one around, but what company he was. We would curse and insult each other. So many times we beat each other within an inch of our lives. You know, I haven't seen him in a couple days. I have no idea where he is. I often couldn't remember things because the demons would so cloud my mind. But it seemed like it went from the wind was whipping to suddenly things got still. And just with no warning, and the storm, and then boom, where's the wind? Where's the waves? The storm had stopped, but not what was raging within. The weather improved, but not my disposition. And I swore, and I cut myself with rocks, and I hurled stones. Don't worry, it's rubber. And as I wandered among the cliffs and the caves, I saw a boat not too far away. And something in me told me, flee, flee, get away. But something drew me to them. The demonic war built up within my soul, and more than I could ever remember. What was happening? Who was this coming towards me? Well, I went running towards them. I was going to drive them away like always. And the demons made me, my body began to convulse. And the demons within seemed to know who that person was. And cruel and mortified and vile and venomous things poured forth within me. And I screamed, what have you come to do with us? Jesus, Son of the Most High God, do not torment us. What do you want with me, Jesus? Don't torture me, Son of the Most High God. And I fell before the one they were calling Jesus. I didn't know who he was, but the demons did. And my whole body shuddered. I think the demons thought they knew his identity, they knew his name, and therefore they could control him. So they thought, but it didn't work. It didn't work on this Jesus. Instead, this one Jesus, he spoke with authority. He addressed me and the demons within. He said, what is your name? We said, Legion, for we are many. We are many, many. We own this man. Go away, let us be. A Roman legion has 6,000 soldiers. That's a lot. Even one demon would have been too many. I don't know how many there were within me, but I know they had control, and I did their bidding. And Jesus pointed at me. He said, you out now. And the demons shuddered. My body went all over. I wasn't sure what to do. And they began to plead, don't send us to the abyss, not the abyss. No, no, no. And they looked at Jesus and said, to the swine, to the swine, to the swine. If we can't have him, we want the swine. You see, there was this huge herd of pigs, 2,000, that's a lot. We live on the other side of the Sea of Galilee from the Jewish folks. We Gentiles love our pork chops. But as Jesus said, I'm not sure if he was pointing to me or what was in me, out into those pigs. Then it happened. I experienced a freedom, a peace, a calm that I'd never had before. In fact, it was even more than I'd experienced before the demons came in. The evil one was out of me. At the same time, this freedom is coming over me. The herd of pigs over there are going berserk. It was like if lightning bolts struck those things and the demons left me, they go into them, and the noise they make was so horrific. They start squealing and racing and crashing and going down the hill and tearing the earth up into the sea. And the herdsmen were standing there watching for a second, couldn't believe their eyes. And then, whoa, what is going on? There's our livelihood. There's what we're in charge of. And these pigs are stumbling over rocks and each other, and they're mad dash to destroy themselves in the water. Let's just say those demons weren't nice to those pigs either. And then the herdsmen jumped into action, and they tried to stop them with their rods, beating the pigs back, but they couldn't do it. Nothing could stop them. They just kept piling on each other, and as they'd hit the water, they'd be scratching and clawing at one another and biting and squealing. The sound of hundreds, eventually 1,000, 2,000 pigs drowning is something I never want to hear again. It was horrible. And the more noise they racked, everyone there, we pressed our hands over our ears, and yet the noise continued. It was awful. until there was not a single pig that remained alive. Some sank, but there were 2,000 pigs dead in the water. And the herdsmen were terrified. They're like, what's going on here? They fled the scene. They're like, we are out of here. And back they went to the Decapolis, the region of those 10 villages. And they were shouting, something wicked has come this way. We don't know what it is. Well, about an hour later or so, many of your neighbors and friends, some of you, in fact, you came rushing to the scene and you were shocked when you arrived. You saw the pigs floating, you saw the earth torn up, and you saw me. There I was that wild-eyed, shrieking, demon-possessed guy. And there I was sitting there, a totally different man. I was sitting. I was wearing clothes for the first time in who knows how long. And I was in my right mind. I was totally calm. I was clear-minded. I wasn't cursing. I wasn't going berserk. I wasn't chucking anything at anybody. I was simply sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening as he taught the wonderful things he said, his kindness, his compassion, his mercy, and the love in his eyes and in his voice. Ah, the power of his entire being. This Jesus later was the one that had spoken a word, peace be still to the storm, and it was still. And that's how come the wind and the waves went stop. And this Jesus, later on, I'd learn power over death, disease, as well as the demonic. No one else could stop a storm with a word. No one else could do what he did for me. He's not just some average itinerant rabbi. He's a living, breathing man, and yet God's power is within him. He can do things only God can do. He rules nature, and he rules over the power of the evil one. I know. I was there, and he changed me. Well, the people, they were looking around. They're looking at the pigs. They're talking to the pig herders. They're looking at me. They're looking at Jesus. And they can hardly believe in their minds what has gone on. And they keep asking the same questions. What's happened? And the pig herders are trying to explain, and they just don't get it. You know, then they're pointing at Jesus. But instead of wanting to know more who this Jesus is, they seem overly concerned about their dead pigs. They're not concerned about his power over nature, about his power over the demonic. They're just like, we lost our livelihood, we've lost our job, our pigs are dead, what's a boss gonna do? Who is this guy? Get him out of here. I mean, they looked at Jesus and said, you're freaking us out, man. Please leave. Be gone, be gone, be gone. We don't want you here. I'm blown away. They care more about their pigs than they do the power of this man, about getting right with God. They're more afraid of Jesus than they should be of the demons, and Jesus has power over them. And they don't care about the changes come over me. Remember the last time they saw me? That's what happened. I'm not making it up. Well, Jesus and his disciples, they began to get into the boat. They were going to cross over to the other side of the sea. And I begged them, let me come too. It's like, please, Jesus, let me come with you. You've changed my life. You've given me hope. You've set me free from Satan. I want to follow you all my life. And I was expecting to hop in the boat with them. And he simply looked at me and said, no. I said, let me go with you. Let me follow you. You've changed me. I'm yours. And he said, no. You can't come with me. I want you to follow me, but this is how I want you to follow me. I want you to go home and tell everyone what I've done for you and how God has had mercy on you. Go in peace and tell all the villages. And I'm thinking, but, and he's like, no, go and tell them. What more can I say? This Jesus who freed me, who's forgiven me, who's changed me, he must be God, for only God can do those kind of things. And if he says, go and tell, that's what I'm going to do. That's why I'm here. I was hopeless beyond hopeless, but I'm a new man because of Jesus. And he can change you too. Trust in him. Believe in him. Give your life to him. I tell you. He's got the power to deal with whatever is going on in your life to make it new. He can change your circumstances, your crazy situation. He changed a dude like me. He's God, I tell you, and he's compassionate and merciful and powerful and strong. How is it that he took notice of one like me? Wow. Please consider what I've said. I've got 9 more villages to go and share with about who this Jesus is. This is the wonderful news in the world, and I've got to be part of it. Jesus truly is the strong Son of God. He's got power over nature, power over disease, the demonic. He could change me even. I was that crazy, violent, naked, demon-possessed guy, but no more. I have now put my trust in Jesus, and I know that I'm in right relationship with the God of the universe. From being 100% controlled by the devil to 100% controlled by Jesus, I'm going to do what he's told me. I've got to go tell him. I love this story. It's the power of Jesus to change the most hopeless or hopeless of cases. You know, earlier that day, Jesus had calmed the storm as the disciples crossed over, and now he shows his power over evil as well. This guy wasn't just some routine, run-of-the-mill, possessed by a demon kind of guy. No, 6,000, a massive amount. He was as extreme as it got. He was beyond human hope. Do you know some people like that? You see people and you just go, oh my goodness, whether it be addictions or mental illness or other things, you go, they are beyond help here. That was this guy. He was from a human standpoint, but not from God's standpoint. I love that. I am so glad. There's no sin or horror demons too big that can keep you away from God if God is calling your name. You know, another thing is if he's changed your life, tell others. There was no mistake in changing that guy's life. I love the fact he wanted, I want to go. But he also obeyed, and he did what Jesus told him to do. We don't know what happened to the other man. Matthew mentions this other guy. I hope he too was changed and followed Jesus. We don't know. But it is important that this guy reflected on the mercy and grace of God. You know what's really cool is God is still doing things like this. I just received an update. Actually, it was just before the fire. I was going to share the week of the fire. A story Tim and Jenny Kangas in Snow, Cambodia shared. And Jenny's gotten back to Cambodia. They're reconciled after her quarantine, so that's a good story. But there's a village called Sreja, which Tim has done a lot of sharing with. And there's a Bible study meeting every Saturday. And recently, this was probably about a month and a half ago, he taught about the demon-possessed man of the Gerasenes in Mark 5. And he said, I had to miss the next 2 Sundays. But when I finally returned to the village, the believers told me an amazing story. He said, there was a young man, the son of one of the believers had been considered crazy for years. He was always muttering, talking to imaginary people, etc. Tim mentioned that he'd even joined their meeting a few times, and he was a tremendous distraction to the point where he goes, I admit with shame, I would pray that he would not join the meeting. Well, at some point after hearing the Bible lesson on Matthew or in Mark 5, the believers in the village, who are all very new into the faith, went to pray for this young man. But you can guess the ending. He was healed, and now, as in the Bible story, the man is in his right mind. God's still doing those kind of things. He still has that kind of power. Mark 5, 1-20, just happened a month and a half ago. That is amazing. And this is our God with power over nature, power over the demonic, power over death, power over sin. Now, it is true our enemy is strong. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will stop at nothing to get his way. He's got the world in his hand, and he's coming for you. But remember the words of Jesus. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Remember, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against the rulers and authorities and principalities and powers. There is a spiritual battle, but God's given us spiritual armor. I've been reading that this week.
You know, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. God's given us those. The outcome has been made clear. The devil loses, Jesus wins. And as we are in Jesus and he is in us, we too will win with him. He is the victor. Aren't you glad? Oh, I'm glad. And we will be victorious in him. I hope, like this man, you will tell people what the changes are that Jesus has made in your life. That you'll submit to him. When he says, no, I want you to do this, okay. That you will praise him, that you'll tell others about him, and you will trust him. Let's go to God. Lord, would you be glorified? You work in an amazing, mighty way in this man's life. Everyone knew you changed him. Your power was so great. You could stop the wind, the waves, the storm within, the